Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to Israel. God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God. He is the Messiah. He's the Jewish Messiah to all peoples. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. GMN Gregory News Network coming to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, USA, America. A special shout out to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Yesterday he spoke in front of Congress, United States Congress, and I pray for Benjamin Netanyahu that he's trusting the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, God the Son, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. And now some music on my harmonica. My 15-minute broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 worldwide on the internet. You can call in live right now here to Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is area code 347-633-9660. You dial 1 first, 347-633-9660. Also, you can call me later after this broadcast on my cell phone, 904-504-4283, 904-504-4283, dial 1 first, of course. Also, you can send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. A special shout out to Ramsey and Ruth Kamar. They're missionaries to Jerusalem. Ramsey and Ruth and their children, Peter, Christy, and George. God bless you. In a little bit, I'll be reading out of the book of Revelation, chapter 13. Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Born, not physically once again, but spiritually, by the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Those who trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty gives them the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, to indwell within you. And, God is so good. I've been a Christian now since 1986. Not perfect, but I am forgiven. I do repent of my wicked ways, and I'm believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. I know He gave me the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit directs me into all truth. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but through Him. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Blow the trumpet in Zion. You know, the Abrahamic covenant is still in effect, ladies and gentlemen, and that's forever. God says in His holy word, the Bible, He said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. Meaning, if you're for Israel, the Jews, and the Christians, and God is going to bless you. But if you go against them, the Jews or the Christians, God will curse you. I just heard on the internet that it was reported that if Israel sent military jets to Iran to take out, you know, nuclear reactors in Iran, that the United States military would shoot down Israeli jets if they try to go to Iran. Now, let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. God has blessed America, but if America turns its back on Israel and wars against Israel, this country is cursed of God. You understand that? The Abrahamic covenant is still in effect, ladies and gentlemen, and that's forever. Now, Satan, he wants to destroy Israel. He wants to destroy Jews and Christians. Guess what? He won't be able to. Because as the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Satan is trying his hardest to get people to go against the Jews and the Christians, the true Christians. Now, let me say this. There are a lot of people out there that say they are a born-again Christian. But they're not. They're deceivers. Let me say this, okay? And this is the truth. If you go against the Jews or the Christians, you are not a believer in God. Any religion or people that murders in the name of God is not of God, okay? You understand that? Did you know this, that the Roman Catholic Church persecuted Christians, killed true born-again Christians, murdered them? The Roman Catholic Church is not of God. There is only one Holy Father. He's God Almighty, the Holy Father. The Pope of the Roman Catholic Church is a false prophet. Now, a lot of people are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. I hope not for his sake, because if he is, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be cast alive into the lake of fire. Now I'm going to read out of Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Let's pray. Lord, please help, Lord. Without your help, we can do nothing. We can't even breathe, Lord. Thank you for your help. Help us to keep acknowledging you. We acknowledge you in all of our ways. We strive to. And as you say, if we acknowledge you, you shall direct our paths. I pray for anyone listening to this broadcast that if they're not a born-again Christian, that they will repent from their wicked ways, believing and trusting in you, Lord. The goodness of the Lord leadeth us to repentance. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. This is describing the Antichrist. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. I believe that's a picture of Africa. And his feet were as the feet of a bear. Bear is a symbolism of communism. And his mouth as the mouth of a lion. Satan is a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. That's the devil. The dragon is the devil. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. The beast is another name for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is going to suffer a deadly head wound. And then he's going to be revived after 3 days. And everybody's going to say, he must be God. But he's not. He's not. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Amen. Any believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, true believer, is a saint. I'm a saint. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. This is describing the false prophet. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Got a few minutes left here. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. That could be describing a nuclear attack, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused the fall, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark of the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. That's describing the Antichrist and the false prophet, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you're a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, you will never take the mark either on the right wrist or forehead. Now, it could be just a plain old mark, or it could be an implantable computer chip into the right wrist or forehead. Whoever takes the mark of the beast, the Bible says, is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, me, James Wayne Gregory Jr. This is GNN, Gregory News Network, broadcasting to you from my home here in Jacksonville, Florida, USA. And going to be wrapping up in a few minutes here. This is a live 15-minute broadcast. You can call in once again, 347-633-9660. I'm going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. 347-633-9660. You can call in the last minute of this program. God willing, I will upload this live show here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 to my Facebook and also Twitter later on today. And good morning to Israel. And okay, ladies and gentlemen, hey, if you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1 for my newsletter. Any kind of contribution for this Christian ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher. Much appreciated. And send the check or money order, 136 East 5th Street, Jacksonville, Florida, 32206. Okay, my name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network. Give me a call anytime, 904-504-4283, 904-504-4283. Take care for now.